unusual story that will show you the hypocrisy and inconsistency of this administration. 1 month ago, I was served a subpoena by the FBI on behalf of the U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of Florida by the name of Brian Fraser at the behest of the Justice Department, Eric Holder, and at the behest of Cecilia Altanaga, United States Supreme Court District Judge, requesting my presence and the potential indictment for having non-negotiated against terrorists 35 years ago as a U.S. military officer and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. And I was brought in on charges, of criminal charges, for doing exactly the opposite and being consistent with our policy of no negotiation with a Red Brigade terrorist. And as a result, the Aldo Moro, the Prime Minister of Italy, died. 35 years later, the State Department and the Justice Department, under the orders of Obama, has ordered me to appear before the court just 1 week ago, May 27th, 2014, at 10 a.m., in front of Brian Fraser, in front of an Italian prosecutor, at the behest of the Italian prosecutor, with the overlying notion that I will be committed for criminal indictment if I don't reveal what I had done in saving Italy and refusing to negotiate with terrorists. So what this shows, and what this just happened to me, and you're the only one to know now, the case number is here. It's 14MC21380 Altanaga. The judge was Altanaga. The attorney general was Brian Fraser. And I was brought up on charges that I potentially have killed a prime minister because I refused to negotiate in a time of war with Aldo Moro, with his Red Brigade. I was a U.S. military officer in combat, and I was a deputy assistant secretary under Jimmy Carter. And for the very opposite reasons that this president, who's been a total hypocrite and a total incompetent, along with Eric Holder and the U.S. military, they have negotiated with a terrorist, allowed a deserter. This is a deserter. This is not an infiltrator. To leave his post, he should have been jailed, stockaded, and incarcerated. And he is not a prisoner of war. He is a deserter. He should have been tried. I, in turn, have been tried for saving my country, saving Italy, and I've had to pay $20,000 to a lawyer just to show up to explain why I did.
By the way, Dr. Pechenik, I've got to interrupt you, and we'll go to our guest at 33 after. This is too important. But for people that don't know, Dr. Pechenik will never talk about this on air, but I've gone and checked into him over the years. It's in the London Independent, the BBC, and Le Figaro in France, and the biggest papers in Italy, that where they say Dr. Steve Pechenik killed the prime minister by manipulating the Red Brigade and not negotiating, and then they killed him. Which is crazy, because how is not negotiating killing him when they're the ones that killed him? So that's in the papers 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago. I mean, you can look up Dr. Steve Pechenik, and that's pretty much what you get on him. Running those operations with the Army and others. And, of course, he helped found Delta Force with General Boykin, who's also a listener of the show. And what I can't believe here is we get him on about this, and he drops this bombshell. You didn't tell us that, Dr. Pechenik.
No. Was it sealed
what happened in the court? Is it now?
I couldn't say a word to you or anybody else, but since I appeared on May 27 in front of a prosecutor who was flown over from Italy, we had an interpreter. This is all American tax dollars. Plus, we had Brian Fraser sitting there. I had to hire a lawyer for $20,000.
But what I want to say, was this under a national security order? Because I don't want to violate one of those.
No, it's not under national security order. As a matter of fact, this is a totally illegal procedure because they brought in a former military officer in a civilian court, and they didn't even know I was a military officer at the time because I was a deputy assistant secretary of state for counterterrorism and management. And so what happened is the military, the CIA, our Justice Department, State Department completely abandoned me as a former officer of the military. And now they're saying that they never leave anybody behind. It's an absolute lie. General Dempsey should resign. Hagel should resign. The President of the United States should be impeached for violation of constitutional orders and the fact that he has committed crimes. This person that they exchanged prisoners for was a deserter. I was a principal hostage negotiator and created that no-negotiation hostage.
By the way, you're on record as the head psychiatrist over the PSYOP,
correct,
and to be able to get the Camp David Accords as well.
I was assistant secretary of state, one of the first. Mm-hmm. I had just saved over 500 hostages in Hanafi Muslim. I was asked by Secretary of State Cyrus Vance at the behest of Jimmy Carter and at the behest of Warren Christopher to go over to Italy. It was Prime Minister Cossiga. He was the Interior Minister.
Let me ask you a question. Are they going after you now because what you're saying on the show? Because
no,
I know they're purging a lot of people
before,
right now.
This was before.
No, I know this happened a long time ago, but they're going to use. Why are they coming after you now is what I'm saying.
I have no idea, because they believe that as a result of my actions of no negotiation with the terrorists, which is exactly what we've been doing our entire life, where I've saved countless thousands of Italians. I saved the country of Italy from being totally devalued and destabilized. They are now going.
Now, for those that don't know, the communists were going to take Italy over at that point.
And
you are credited with stopping it.
And the communists, the PCI under Berlinguer, refused to support the Red Brigade. So what you have is a situation where the president abandoned a soldier like me. The military, I had requested that our military help me. They abandoned me. The CIA abandoned me. You're talking about justice abandoned me. You're talking about State Department, Kerry. And in contrast, they're telling you how great they are in a situation where you have a deserter and a man who didn't serve our country and who became an ally of the Al-Qaeda unit or the
Haqqani. I know, and they're spinning it. They're spinning it. And then his dad speaks perfect Farsi. Joe Biggs, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, says none of this smells right to him. Joe,
no.
Leanne McAdoo, do you have any questions for Dr. Pachinik?
Well,
Leanne?
Go ahead. Oh, well, one of the things I wanted to ask, though, was, you know, how many American lives do you think are going to be endangered now by us negotiating with terrorists now?
My answer, let me just say this to Dr. Pachinik. My answer is every U.S. officer, every U.S. non-commissioned individual, and every covert operative from 15 different intelligence units, including the CIA, the NSA, the NGA, and almost every American who's out there serving our country.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, like you said, the president should be impeached on this. I mean, this is just...
What is Obama doing? It seems like he's going crazy.
Well, I don't know if he's going crazy, but he's completely incompetent. From the Benghazi issue to the Osama bin Laden to Newtown to the Santa Barbara to the fact that he keeps on... He has no idea of what he's doing. He is incompetent. In any situation, in any government, I've served five different presidents and continue to work with our Defense Department. I have never seen such incompetency. It has nothing to do with the Democrat, Republican, or whether he's black or white. The man has never had any experience. He's never managed the system, and he has no idea of what our history is.
He's also got a bunch of foundation heads who've never even been in the military, and I'm not putting them down that they're women, but it is a bunch of women, I mean, that he's got running the State Department and everything who just want to have, I mean, it seems crazy.
Well, there's no excuse for John Kerry, who's a senator and was a combat veteran in Vietnam, not to know our policy and to have accepted this. There's absolutely no excuse for Chuck Hagel, whom I supported as Secretary of Defense, to allow himself and allow General Dempsey to accept this notion that we had a soldier in need. He was not a soldier. The minute you walk off the base, you are a deserter. That is a criminal offense. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. His mental health is a problem. That's an issue with all my hostages, but we deal with it. But we never go in on an issue of a deserter or a person who went AWOL. So this is not a soldier we left behind.
I mean,
okay, let me stop right there. We're going to skip this.
The enemy.
We're going to skip this network break. Let's just skip the network break. I want to bring Leanne McAdoo in, who's been holding patiently in the wings. She was hopping up and down Saturday about this. I wasn't really paying attention to it. I'm glad she raised it to my attention and that Biggs did as well. Leanne, what are your questions or comments for Dr. Pachinik?
Well, it kind of seems like they're turning against Obama, almost setting him up for impeachment at this point. Like they're done using him to create chaos, as he's done a very good job of creating chaos. But now they immediately, less than 24 hours, you know, threw him under the bus. So it's almost like they're setting him up for something. But what I'm curious about is why these particular terrorists were released from Gitmo, because they're part of a different network. Now, obviously, we need to do a little bit more research. We'll have this for the nightly news. But there were other Taliban leaders that were part of the network that was holding Bergdahl that they could have negotiated for. So why these? Why these particular guys? And
yeah, we need to look at those people closely.
Why was his father, you know, working to negotiate for these guys?
His dad doesn't act like a postman. That's all I'm saying. Dr. Pachinik?
Well, I think you asked a brilliant question. First of all, the people who really held, as I understood, Bergdahl were not part of the Al-Qaeda group. They were Haqqani. Haqqani is a spinoff of the CIA and the Pakistani ISI. And we, ironically, have been working with them, or the U.S. government's been working with Haqqani for a long time. So this administration had a very good idea of what was happening to Bergdahl for a long time. But your point about releasing these terrorists who were not part of the Haqqani, they are real old-line killers and very professional killers who've killed thousands of Shiites. And when they go out again, they will kill again. There's no issue that you release a terrorist and you get a promise from Qatar that they will be fine. Qatar is a place where, you know, you can buy and sell anything. It's like Casablanca. But your
Let me raise this to Dr. Pachinik. Yeah,
but in Qatar, though, that's a spot where they send soldiers for mid-tour leave. You know, so you're going to have soldiers in Qatar and you're going to have these five terrorists who hate America running around out there having a field day.
Correct.
And then how can we guarantee that this government can even, you know, keep dibs on these guys? I mean,
let me throw this out. Well, they may have been turned or something, but the point is we don't know that or we can get Pachinik's take on it. Here's my issue. We're seeing a public reset with Libya, Syria, and all these other proxy wars to try to put Al-Qaeda and jihadis out of Saudi Arabia in charge all over the Middle East to destabilize things further, overthrow more stable governments. I know Pachinik was actually arrested by Assad's dad, so he's not a big fan of him, but I want to get his take on this. This is, looks like a public reset to me with Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups. I understand the Haqqani group goes back to 79 as Zbigniew Brzezinski and the administration you were first in, but expand on that. Dr. Pachinik, does this feed into the reset I see happening with Al-Qaeda?
Well, what's happening is Al-Qaeda is becoming stronger and stronger, and Obama can't admit that, and that was the issue with Benghazi. What happened in Benghazi was that we didn't have really an embassy then. We had a house where we were interrogating the terrorists and basically shipping guns into Syria, which is what we're doing again. We have no policy, and I think what the person said correctly is we're not imploding the president. The president is imploding himself. He has no control of what's going on. The CIA has no real intelligence. They're shipping guns into the system, and they're increasing the volatility of the area by really incompetency. And what's happening now is we have to probably go in at some point in order to control it. But right now we have CIA operatives in Jordan who are determining which terrorists can go in there and who are moderate, which is absolutely absurd. Once you're a terrorist, you're a terrorist. There is no such thing as a moderate or extreme terrorist. If you're willing to use violence, you're willing to use violence. What you're seeing now is the absence of intelligence, competency, and a historical sense of what's happened to our country and a future sense of where we should be going. It's as simple as that. We have an incompetent president.
Sure.
An incompetent Secretary of State and an incompetent Secretary of Defense.
Well, I mean, they're clearly going with the order out of chaos model, but there's not even order they're taking out of the chaos. And that's what I guess the British intelligence head said a few months ago, was that they've never seen such disjointed lack of a message. And I think it's because the military-industrial complex interest and the big banks that own it, they just want more conflict. So I guess in the final equation, they do know what they're doing, Dr. Pachinik.
Not really. What's happening is, even though the military-industrial complex exists, what's really happening is we're getting a escalation of chaos, and we're getting what we're not looking at, quite frankly, my friend, is in China. And China is becoming more and more of a aggravation on our Asian front, and they're engaging themselves with Vietnam, the Philippines, and
let me ask you that, Dr. Pachinik, because you raise it. I know you've been to North Korea, you name it, and worked with the South Korean government, worked with the Japanese government. Expanding on that, and you reported last year live for us there, you were a few years ago on, you know, saying watch China, and I kind of halfway rolled my eyes because they're already taking us over economically. Why on earth would they want to mess with Japan? Now they're saying we'll take islands of Japan, we'll take islands of the Philippines. They're now threatening to basically invade Vietnam. I mean, what's going on in China that's got them this aggressive when historically they've not acted like this?
China has always watched our leaders. When it worked with Nixon, it was very much afraid of him. When they had to deal with Bush Sr., they were very much afraid of him. When we have a strong leader, they pull back. When you have a weak leader, you have people like Putin who will annex Crimea, and you will have a Chinese leadership say, okay, now we will go into the Spratly Islands. The reason they're going into that area where we we have a national interest or a world strategic interest is because it's oil. It's oil and gas, which Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, Taiwan claim. It's been a claim for 20 years, but now that they see we have an incompetent president who should really resign or be impeached, they will move forward because they know nothing can happen. And SyncPAC cannot do very much about it at this point. All they can act is as negotiators.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the Chinese have been with arms taking over oil rigs and stuff already. So,
correct.
I mean, this is really escalating fast.
Correct. And at the same time, we're incredibly escalating into a chaotic state in the Middle East. In short, we have a president who doesn't belong there, who has no idea what he's doing. We have a national security advisor who has already failed in Libya, lied to the public in Benghazi, and is really not a qualified to make any statements. We have a secretary of state who's totally incompetent.
Well, here's my final question then, Dr. Pachinik.
To global warming and has no idea what he's doing. And we have Hagel, who's done absolutely nothing. In short, we do not have a government, but we're paying a lot of money for incompetency.
Leanne McAdoo, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, final questions for Dr. Pachinik or final statements?
Well, I think, you know, for me personally, I feel like the globalists, or they're done with Obama. I mean, I really feel like he has created so much chaos. And now with just the media kind of turning on him and not just accepting the story, this guy's a hero, let's move on. You know, this is big. And the fact that he did all of this without going through the proper, 30-day, you got to notify Congress, you know, change that in the NDAA in December, made that to where he can kind of fast track it. So this whole thing is just... it's just very fishy, and
I agree. But don't think the networks behind Obama are going to not give up power. They could stage a false flag and try to use that to get their butt out of the fire.
Right.
Biggs, any other comments? Because I want to get Pachinik's take on a false flag.
Oh, I'm just curious as to whether or not they're going to somehow spin this to make him a hero, or in fact, are they going to actually punish him as a deserter like he should be?
They're going to spin him as a hero, but the irony, which you just brought out, is an excellent point. The more they make him a hero, I can guarantee you from his own personal dynamics, and I've dealt with a lot of hostages who were not heroes, none of whom were as treasonous as this gentleman was, he will commit suicide at some point. There's no question about it, because he knows very well he was treasonous, he was AWOL, and he consorted with the enemy. I've never met a hostage who could not speak English after years of being incarcerated with their terrorists. I've never seen that. And what it means, in fact, is that he became one of them. They never tortured him. They never harmed him. He knows that. He admitted it.
Yeah, they chop people's heads off all the time, but he's left unscathed.
Right.
He's left unscathed. And he, the first words that are, you know, words of Arabic and then Pashtun, and the inability to speak English tells me that he went completely to the other side willingly.
And by the way, his dad knows that, because he said, you need to, you know, like a diver coming up too quick, you know, you could end up dying. So I guess the army doctors are telling him that, Dr. Pachinik?
Well, what's happening is his dad basically intimidated Obama and the administration, because what happened is this man should never have been recruited into the army.
Dr. Pachinik, we're out of time. Thank you for the short notice. SteveePachinik.com. Thank you, Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs.